You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the Shoe Swap's own community radio. Community radio is a non-commercial alternative with an emphasis on diversity of voices and viewpoints. On the web, go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and see what your community radio has to offer you. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we're serving a second helping of the recent Tricontinental concert at the Salmar Classic. Before the break, you heard Bill Bourne, Lester Kwitsau, and Madagascar Slim reimagining the Robert Johnson classic Crossroads. Up next, Lester leads the trio to some precious love, but first, we hear a bit more about how the group came together.
So then the rest of the story, I knew, did you tell that part about
Lester? Yeah, Lester, Bill knew Lester, so Bill said, talk to Hugo and said, well, I know this guy in Edmonton that he can play. So we...
Lester had been working with Hugo a bit before that.
So
they knew each other already.
So we got us a gig. Where was it? At the Vat or where was it? It was in Edmonton.
Some bar in Edmonton, and then...
Just a short tour.
Short little bit. And actually, we might have got that gig ourselves or something. But anyway, the first real big gig, decent gig, was this one, Salmon Arm Roots and Blues.
Yeah. What year was that?
1999.
Okay. Party like it's 1999.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
We went in the studio a couple months later in December and recorded most of the album. We did one more session in January and it was done, and we won a Juno with that. So
that was
an enthusiastic response to our music.
It was a door opener, really.
Mm-hmm. And we all bring our different songs and different things together, and that's what came out of it. And I think at the time it was year 2000, there wasn't a lot of solo artists mixing it up like we were, you know, and it's more common now for many reasons, you know. People can't afford to take bands on the road, so there's duos, and to draw a bigger audience, you pair up with another fairly well-known artist sort of thing, and I think that was sort of, wasn't a lot of that happening at the time, so we got a fair bit of attention through that.
It was a blast. I mean, it was really interesting because, you know, it's nothing that any of us planned, you know, it just sort of, next thing we knew.
That's the thing.
We were gigging and touring in Europe and all over the place.
Opening for, like, being the first part of Taj Mahal all over Europe.
Did 8-week tour with Taj Mahal.
Spain, Italy. It was great. And then the next year, we were headlining.
Carry me to the shore where I won't be alone no more. I've been watching from afar, watching for that shooting star. From dark to light I rise above. carry me to this precious love. Precious love. Precious love. To light I rise above, precious love. Take me to this precious love. Precious love.
Thank you.
Precious
thank
love.
You
thank you.
Up next, Madagascar Slim sings us, "I'm There." But wait, how did the band choose such a great name?
I figured at the time it was the three continents, like you were doing a lot more Celtic music and stuff from Europe, sort of influenced, I thought, Bill, and then Slim from Madagascar, and then the blues from North America. So, yeah. But we also had, Bill had a Lincoln Continental on the front cover of that album,
yes.
too, so that come in the mix, so. Yeah. I don't know how it all
Describe the car, man, with a big tire.
Oh, 1968 Lincoln Continental with suicide doors and a big, the spare tire I had it mounted on the front of the grill, you know, because I had more room to put my amp in the trunk that way.
That's right.
I could go to New York City and leave my car on the street.
It wasn't
safe. No, put everything in the trunk.
Yeah, big trunk.
Big trunk, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. It had spray paint on it.
Yeah, it was a nice car, though. Thing that never let me down. I drove five times to New York, four times to L.A. in that car, and to Yellowknife, and all over the Canada, and all over the place. You know.
Here's another one from Madagascar. By the way, who was good in geography? Where's Madagascar? Not the movie. The real Madagascar, the island. Wow. Well, that's right. Madagascar is about 400 kilometers from Africa, so it's very close. It's actually closer than Montreal and Toronto. So, especially on the west side, we do get a lot of the radios from the mainland. So that does affect our music. And this one is really, you know, like when I wrote it, I had African music in mind. It's called Andea. Thank you.
see. Come quasi chiudere in un bivu la vita. Mi fidiava quasi era una maita. Anyewanyam, si si atokwa sakanawe, ewanyam.
Merci beaucoup. Choco tuk tuk.